Misa. Rashi says, Lechaiva Misa's Lebolo. Venechaiva Misa. Maybe the Pasuk some teaches that the owner of this shawl that went and killed the person, in other words, the owner did not watch his shawl, so maybe the owner is Taka Chayiv Misa. Left enough from here. The Pshuta Kamikra, that the owner is Chayiv Misa. Not for the Hekish, but it comes to teach us that the owner himself is Chayiv Misa. So where it says, in Kain of that be the Psham the Pasuk, Lichtav, let the Pasuk say, Vegam the Olav, and also the owner. That's all. That's all should have said, Lichtav, it didn't have to say anything more. Since it says, Vegam the Olav, you must, it's a Pridrosha. So where it says, no, Ikos of Rachman, the Pasuk would have said, Vegam the Olav, Habimina would have thought to say, Biskilo, that maybe just like the shore gets Kilo, the same way the owner also gets Kilo. So if I need the person to say the Gam Bolov, you must to say no, that the owner gets his own Misa. So where it says, Biskilo Sakat Aita, could you think like that, that the owner should get Kilo, Kotel Ihu Bisayif? If one person goes and kills another person, he's only Chayif, Sayif, they kill him back with a sword. Mamoyma Biskilo. Now if Yeshua went and killed another person, is that a swore that the owner, even on the tzad that he's Chayiv Misa, is that a swore that he should be Chayiv more than if he himself would kill somebody? So how could you say, have meaning he's Chayiv Skilo? Smor says no. The Dilma may be hide the curse of Rachamani Yumas. You know why the Pasuk says the word Yumas here is Liakumiole, to make it confident, to make it easy for him. Liafuke Misayif Achenek. In other words, true. The Pasuk would have just said, Vegambu Olov and Yishtok. I would have thought to say that true, the owner has to get Misa, but I would know about it's not Biskima, it's only Bisayif. Now that the Pasuk says, Vagam Bulov Yumas, maybe the extra word Yumas is to teach us that not Sayif, he does not get Sayif, but rather he gets with the Kal an easier Misa of Chenik, the only choking. So more says, depends. That's good if you say Chenik is more Chomer. Elulaman the Yama Chenek kill, Chenek is killed. Michael Neymar, what did you say? Well, we're coming to try and answer our question. Our question was, how do you know to say Gambul of Yomas? Just means to teach us that the Shor needs a Bezna of 23 and not that the owner really gets Misa. Maybe the owner really gets Misa. So the question was, what type of Misa? Why does it say the Gambul of Bol of Yomas? So he answered the means to take down the Misa. Not from a Sayif, but rather make a cow to give him a chenik. So that's a kasha. So Gemara says, I have an answer for this. That honich, it's good we have an answer for this. Laman di yama chenik homer. The chenik is more strict. So if a stam misa is the Sayif, so you can't say now the pasuk is saying the gambal of Yumas to say that he doesn't get Sayif, but instead he gets chenik. If chenik is more strict, so madach, when he himself kills, he only gets a Sayif. If Yishor kills, should he get chenik? There's no svara. So that's where it's good. But the pasuk does not mean to say that the owner gets misa, but rather just to come and teach us that the Yishor needs a bezna of 23. But el uleman diyama chenik kill. According to Man Yom, it says no chenik is more kal. It's a simple misa than sayif. So ma'ik lemeimah, what can you say? Like maybe the pasuk means to teach us that true the owner gets misa, but the pasuk is coming to be make a kill easy for him. That not that he gets the regular Sayyid, the Chomer de Gemisa, but he gets only Chenek, a more Kal, a more simple Misa. So Moshe says, Lo Sagadarta, still no, I cannot think to say the Pasuk really means to say that the owner should get Misa. Because still the Pasuk says, in Kaifa Yushas Olav, that we put money, we put Kaifa, that the owner has to pay Kaifa, has to pay the value, either the main Nizik or the main Mazik, but the owner of the Shore has to pay Kaifa, has to pay money. Now, if you want to tell me, Bar Kotlahu, that really the owner is supposed to be killed, is the Chiv Misa upon him? If so, how could we let him pay money and free himself? I've walked through, the Pasuk says, Loisikhu Kaifer Lenefes Rotseach, that where a person killed somebody and he's supposed to be killed, he has a Chiv Misa upon him, we do not let him pay and be free, but rather we have to kill him. So over here, if he's really Chayiv Misa, the owner of the show, what does the Pasuk say in Kaifa Yuchas Olav that he has to pay money here? So Mor says, Adarab, just the opposite. Mishum hi gufa, kotol, ihu lo tiskele b'mamayna. I'll tell you there's a big difference, true, that when he himself kills somebody, then the Pasuk says that he has to be killed, the person, and he can't free himself with money. Ela b'kotlo, only if we kill him. But kotol shayroi, for the case where the person sure kills somebody else, so true, Mikra Adin, the owner is also Chayiv Misa. But in such a case, the Pasuk is Mekel and says, Lufrak Nashi B'Momaynoi. That's the Pasuk in Klei Fushis Olov. Then the case where Yeshua killed somebody, then if you pay money, if you pay the Kofa, that frees you from Misa. But still, maybe the Pasuk has come to teach us that really the owner is Chayiv Misa. So how do we know to say that the Shor needs a Bezna of 23? Maybe in Bol of Yumas, it means we have to Zechi of Misa upon the owner if he doesn't pay Kofa. Well, it says, Elo Am Chizki, if a Chizki says, V'chein Tona, the Bei Chizki, we also learned that it's based on Medrash of Chizki, Om HaKvar, the Pasuk says, Mois Yumois HaMake Retzeach. Who? That we kill him because he killed somebody. So we dash in our Tzichosoi Atahogoi. You only kill a person if he himself killed somebody. But V'Atahogoi, you do not kill him, our Tzich HaShor. If it's only his Shor that killed somebody, then we do not kill him. So that's the riot to say that Avada, the owner, does not have a Chiyuv Misa. But rather the Pasuk of Agam Bal of Yulmos only comes to teach us that the Misa Sashor also needs a Bezin of 23. Now the Gemara says, Yibur, we'll have a question like this. Shor Sinai Bekama. There's the Har Sinai, where there was an Issa and Azorah, Behemah should not come near the Har. What's going to be if one of the behemoth shakor v'lahar beyoid at the time when the Shekhinah was there, that the Pasuk says in behemoth mish lo yichya. So we have to kill the behemoth. So the question is, how much of a bezin do we need to kill the behemoth? So Mora says, mi gomar shor mi doris. We learn out that one time from doris that you need a bezin of 23. Eloi, maybe not. Maybe then you don't want out from other places, you're enough for three. Toshima, come in here. The Tony Roman by Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, in Behema inish lo yichya. Ma ish b'chav gimul, af behema b'chav gimul. Just like a person needs chav gimul, who was in the behema, even by Sinai, also needs a bezna of 23 to paskin. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ari v'hazay, the same thing if a ri, a lion, or a zev, or a wolf, does animal, also need a bezna of 23 to kill them. If they kill somebody, Om Resh Lakish, for who shehen nisoi? It's we're talking about that they killed the person. If they killed the person, then we need a bezna of 23 to kill them. Avol loy hemisa loy. But if, otherwise, if they did not kill somebody, they already did damage, then we do not need a bezna of 23. Al Muksav, what do you see? We hold that yesh lehem tarbus, that we see that they could be tamed. And therefore, only if they killed somebody, then we kill them. But if they did not kill anybody, we do not have to kill them. And also there's an owner to them. Somebody can own them. Because if nobody owns them, then even if they kill somebody, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Rabbi Yechonim says no. Even though a lion or a zev, a wolf, did not kill anybody, still there's a mitzvah to kill them. I don't know, what do we see? Kesavri, he owes Eim Lehem Tarbus. It's not possible to tame them. And the Eim Lehem Bailam, there's no honor to them. And therefore, you're not allowed to grow them. And therefore, you're supposed to kill them. So Rashi says, whoever goes fast to kill them, it's a good thing to kill them. So what says Vishlam and Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon is very good. Lamai Zocha, what is the person Zoich, whoever kills them? Zocha Loiron. It means you're allowed to keep the skin of them. In other words, there's no ownership to them. They're not shy to be tamed. And therefore, whoever kills them has a right to kill them. And if you kill them, you have a right to be Zoich, you can keep the skin. El Rash Lokish, Lamai Zocha, what is he Zoicherin? Like Kivin Shemisu, Shavinu Rabbonin, Kemand Gomadinayu, V'Yisr Hanoninu. Like a monoshach. Once you kill them, it's like Bezdin Paskin, that they're also Bano, so what are you Zocho? So what's in the Chami? My Zocho, Zocho, L'Shemayim. Means you Zocho to the Shemayim. That's what it means to say. In other words, we're talking about a case where we know the Shor killed somebody, so the mitzvah, there's a Chiv mitzvah upon it, and whoever kills them is Zocho, they are Makayim the mitzvah of killing out the Shor. So what says, Tani Kavos Hashanah, Rabinia Prut Rashlokish. Echad shor shehemis, whether a shor kills somebody, v'echad behemo, v'chayi shehemisu, v'chav gimel. If they kill a person, then in order to kill them, we need a bezin of 23. Amash won't if they kill. If they do not kill, they're not. We have less of Weimer, Shor, Shehem, Espiesim, Vishloisha. True. Or Shor, an ox, when do we kill it? Only if it kills somebody else. For Shar, Behem of Achaya, Shemisu, but any other Behem of Achaya that killed, Kol HaKoydim Lahorgon, Zocha Behem Lashemayim, whoever goes first to kill them, they're Zocha Lashemayim. No, it's a Doka Oisa, they're doing stock, it's a good thing what they did. The first Rosh Lakish that says Tam, that we only kill them if they killed somebody else, and when they killed somebody else, then the Lachar is Yitak need a Bezna 23 to kill them. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva also says, where is the Kasher, Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakam, the Chur is saying the same Lachar as the Tanakam, so where it says, Zigibarei al-Nachash, Rabbi Kiva is adding on the Lachar of Nachash. Rashi says, the Tanakam, Chosheb Lei Bahadi Hanach, or Boi Chav Gimel, al-Nachash also needs a Bezna 23. Rabbi Kiva binich sri le kavosai bar minochish, but other animals he agrees need a bezna 23 except the nochish. Kermina biabovis nezikin nochish mud liyelam divri akil. Everybody holds like it's not shaykh a tarpas on him. Therefore, we do not need a bezna. You kill him anyway. All right, a turnover. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein donin, you're not donin shevet unless you have a bezdin hagodol." One says, "Hi Shevet, the Chotib Mai. What kind of din Torah do we have to have upon a whole Shevet? What type of an Aveira like do they do?" Elaine, if you want to tell me Shevet Shecholes a Shabbos, that is Shevet, or Shevet of Klai Yisrael was Mechal Shabbos. If that's the case over here, that altogether they did a Chil Shabbos. For the Gemara, Aim the Polagrach Mona Ben Yechidim LeMerubim Linyan Avodas Kechovim. When does the Torah make a difference between if a Yochid does an Aveira or if a Rabbim does it, only the Avodah Zorah, about Nir HaNidachas? There's a difference whether a Yochid does it, what type of punishment he gets, or whether the whole Tzibah does it. For the Bishar mitzvah is Mipolot, but by any other mitzvah, like by Chilu Shabbos, is there any difference in the Torah whether a Yochid or a Rabbim does it? Ella rather, the Pshat in our Mishnah is, B'Shevet, we're talking about in a case where the Shevet Shehudach. They went into Avodah Zorah. So, here's the Shiloh of the Nir HaNidakas. Here's the Shiloh, you have to have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, of Shivim V'Yachas. So, Gemara says, Lamein, you want to tell me, the Bedina de Rabbin, Dainin Elayim, that we give them Aloko, like a Din of a Rabbin. Rashi says, the B'Shevet Sholem Shudach, if the whole Shevet together did the Avodah Zorah, we give them a Din of a Rabbin, Dainin Elayim, like a Din of Nir HaNidakas. The Mikmi Rubim, Daninulay, the Saif, so we give them Saif, is that true? So Gemara says, come on, who's our Mishnah go like? The Kula Loiker of Yashio, the Loiker of Yemisin, our Mishnah is like neither of them. The Tani would run like this. Ad Kamo is Nir HaNidachas. How many people in the city have to worship Abay Dezoro to give a din of Nir HaNidachas? Miyud Viyat Kuf Divar of Yashio. From 10 people, less than 10 people is not called a Nir. Ad Kuf until 100. And more than 100, Rashi says, is not called an ear anymore, that's called a tzibur. You have Yenikonom, Mikufi Yad Ruba. From 100 until a rover the Shevet. Rubish a Shevet. Now, Vafilu Rav Yenikon, like Carmel Rubai, only rover the Shevet. Avakul Layama, the whole thing he didn't say. Sudas Man Yama says the whole Shevet. That the whole Shevet does, it still does a din of Ayin the Echad. Morensis, Omarath Masna, Hoho, you know what we're talking about over here.